If you were at a public gathering, could you pick out who couldn't read? Don't be so sure. Kalamazoo Adult Literacy Council officials say illiteracy is an invisible impairment that is easy to hide. And that's why they're working to heighten awareness of the plight of the estimated 25,000 individuals in Kalamazoo County who struggle to read. The result is the council is seeing 100 more adults each year for its free tutoring services, more than double the usual number. Anthony Everson, a warehouse worker from Kalamazoo, is one of those getting reading services. His powerful story will be told in a special video at tonight's 40th anniversary celebration of the Kalamazoo Literacy Council. What follows is a condensed version of my own interview with him, where Everson, in his own words, tells when his reading challenges started and what his future dreams are.
My name is Anthony Everson. I am 53 years old. At an early age, I had difficult problems of trying to read. My mother, she worked very hard. She is a maid. We stayed in a one-bedroom apartment. When I was going to school at Miami Jackson Senior High School, I was working part-time, and then I had to quit school to go full-time to help her pay the bills. I was 17 years old when I quit school. I was 14 years old when I started working. I was working at a blood bank first, and then as I got a little bit older, I worked for the Port of Miami loading ships up. I made a choice to help my mother. She didn't want me to do it, but it was just so bad for us. And she was just all the time just coming home tired, worrying about paying the bills. I just couldn't bear to look at her doing this anymore by herself. I have read a little bit, but it was always like second grade. And I really wasn't in any special classes because I guess back then, you know, it was, they was helping the kids, but they really wasn't helping the persons that really, really, really needed. I needed, but I was scared to ask for help because other kids, you know, sometimes laugh at you when you can't read. And I kind of got real, you know, offended of that. Yeah, they laughed at me because I couldn't read. Sometimes they tell us to read out loud in class. Sometimes I just couldn't do it. And at the time, the teachers there, they should have gave me the help because they know how bad I was struggling, and they kept pushing me along. I got by now, from the grace of God, of working without reading too much. I always worked in the warehouse, mostly, driving forklift, filling orders, working on the dock. It was always the physical work. I always wanted to finish school. I always wanted a diploma. But at the time, when I got here in Michigan, I didn't know the resources so I can get help for that. Because all the resources to learn how to read that I did go to, it was always a money issue. The jobs that I had, it wasn't paying that much. I always wanted to work like in an office or something like that. But I know my reading held me back. So I made a point to myself, and I had told my wife, because I am married, I told my wife, I said, you know, honey, I got to do something else better, you know, because I feel like I'm going back in the time when I was helping my mother and we were struggling. And I don't want to see that again. It was many nights, you know, that we went to bed and stuff like that, you know, and we only had one meal and we had to wait till the next day to get another meal. I'm sharing my story because all this time I was afraid not to ask someone for help. And now I'm getting that chance right now. And I feel like this right here, someone might not have the same problem that I have or I had, but at least they'll know that it's real and there's something out here for them to get help. When it's something that's real hard for me to read, I got my wife to help me. I got my son to help me. And I got my brother to help. But I was getting tired of that. My goal is something that I have always wanted my mother to be proud of. That's to finish school and go to college. I'm trying to get to the level that I can read 11th grade and 12th grade. I believe if I can read 11th and 12th grade, I have a chance to get my GED. It's time not to be afraid anymore. It's time to buckle down and try to understand that you're really going to need this. And I hope that I can reach out and touch someone to tell someone that, listen, I grew up with that. You don't want that problem. That was a big problem to me. And I feel like this here, if anyone can try to change that problem, I wish you would go ahead and do it. I feel better now that I can explain what happened in my life and what had went on in my life. But at the time, I couldn't. But now, I got that whole thing off my back. I feel better today because I have the encouragement of the tutors, my tutor, and his name is Carl, to tell me that I'm doing good.
Tune in to West Southwest tomorrow morning at 9:20 to hear more about Anthony Everson's journey to learn how to read and about the great demand for volunteer tutors. For details about the Kalamazoo Adult Literacy's 40th anniversary celebration tonight, or to watch the video about him that was mentioned earlier, visit our webpage at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.